An American white pelican is roosting after a 20-person team rescued him from an icy pond in Truckee. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has more on the bird's unpheasant journey.
It's normal to see pelicans in the Reno-Tahoe area. They're big aquatic birds that have long beaks with large throat pouches. They migrate from the coast and go inland during the winter to stay warm. So it became clear to birders that this pelican was feeling under the feather and wasn't supposed to be here this late in the year. Unlike Nigel from Finding Nemo, who scooped up Dory and Marlin, this bird, nicknamed Whitey by the locals, was in need of saving. The rescue mission led by the nonprofit Tahoe Institute for Natural Science involved several kayakers hacking through the ice with their paddles and corralling the pelican toward land. Outreach director Sarah Hawkinsmith provided support safely from the shore.
If I was to learn anything from this rescue, is that it takes a team to catch a pelican, and it's not easy.
A lecturer at UNR's Lake Tahoe campus who has experience with large birds made the catch. But there was some water foul play as Whitey drew blood and scratched his captor above the eye. Hawkinsmith says at one point the lecturer's head was fully in Whitey's mouth, and that must have been a hoot to see. Whitey may not be a cat, but he definitely has 9 lives. Pelicans typically hunt in groups, but Whitey was fishing solo, and a bad winter storm was on its way, increasing the risk of frostbite. Hawkinsmith says researchers usually let nature take its course.
But when you see an injured, helpless animal that's taking that much time to survive and do its best to thrive in really unfortunate circumstances, sometimes it's best just to get outside of our bubble and do something to help beyond just our personal lives, whether that is helping the pelican Whitey get back on his feet, literally, or even just reaching out to a neighbor or helping a friend. These are ways that make it so the human race and just people in general can do good in the world.
Whitey was swaddled in a dark fabric hood, put into an IKEA bag and then a crate, and then driven more than 2 hours to the International Bird Rescue's Pelican Infirmary in Fairfield, California. The pelican had largely healed a left leg fracture on his own, but that affected his ability to fly. Pelicans need a running start before taking flight. Dr. Rebecca Dewar, the director of research and veterinary science, says it's actually a common injury for pelicans. They don't always have soft landings.
They're a little awkward. They are kind of a big gangly bird, and they are quite heavy.
Whitey weighs about 16 pounds and has a wingspan of 8 feet. Now, because of his size, his biggest problem is making friends.
Our brown pelicans seem like they're a little afraid of him just because he's bigger. He's out in an aviary with about 10 pelicans in it that are California brown pelicans, like flying over his head and avoiding him, like maybe he's taking a swipe at them. White pelicans could be kind of cantankerous beasts.
Dewar expects Whitey to fully recover in less than a month. Then, in exciting news, he'll be released into the wild with a new flock of white pelican friends. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.